Dying in the Wool by Frances Brodie. Read by Sandra Hunt.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. Spinning the Yarn. My name's Kate Shackleton. I'm 31 years old and hanging on to freedom by the skin of my teeth. Because I'm a widow, my mother wants me back by her side. But I've tasted independence. I'm not about to drown in polite society all over again. 7 o'clock on a fine April morning. Cosy under my blankets and red silk eiderdown. Through the open curtains, I looked at the blue sky with its single small white cloud. In Batswing Wood, a blackbird sang. A crow alighted on my window ledge, head tilted, beady eye peering as I swung myself out of bed, planted my feet on the lamb's wool rug, stretching and curling my toes. Crow visitor turned tail, plopping a parting souvenir on the windowsill. Time to start the day. From downstairs came the sound of the letterbox, first a rattle, then a series of gentle thuds as post hit the mat. As I brushed my teeth, a horse clip-clopped along the road towards Headingley Lane. The back door opened. Mrs. Sugden would be at her self-appointed task. She would clank round with bucket and shovel, stepping along the little path to the road, and scoop up horse muck. Manure. Good for the roses, she says. Waste not, want not. But how much fertilizer does...